الحمد لله الحمد لله عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته ومنتهى علمه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد When someone says to someone else, be it children or a friend, come here, and the other person is standing and looking at you, you again think they have not heard, you again say, please come here. And they are still there. You again say, have you not heard? Please come here. And the other person says, I know what you are saying. Say, please come here. I know you. I have heard it 3 times now. What will that person think of the other? Either he is insane, or he is foolish, or he just not bothered. Similar is the case of the nasiha, of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the advice and nasiha of awliya and mashayikh. That if they have said, for example, once you've heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to first heaven on the last part of night, and you never get up at that time, so Allah is saying, come my servant, come, get up. I'll come down, you come up from your bed. But the person keeps saying, I know it, I know it, I know the hadith by heart. You know nothing, and your knowledge is such knowledge that which Rasulullah said, like he used to say, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. He used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la tanfa'. Oh Allah, save me from that knowledge. Which knowledge? which is not beneficial, which you are not actually responding to. You are either fool or insane. Like you say to a child or anyone, come here, they keep standing there and saying, I know what you're saying, I know what you're saying. I've heard you. But they are there on their place. Either they are foolish, they are insane, or they're just rebellious, they're just having a joke, they're not bothered, they don't have any significance of the saying of the other person. This is the case. But if they say, I know, I have heard it before, they are even more foolish because they are not understanding the purpose of it. The person is saying, come here, I should step forward. So remember that don't fall into the trap of actually listening and knowledge. Knowledge can come from listening, but then the knowledge divided into two categories. Ilme nafe, the beneficial knowledge, and ilme ghairi nafe, the knowledge which is not beneficial. Ilme ghairi nafe is when you have heard and you have come to Allah now. Ilme ghair nafi is knowledge which is not beneficial. You hear day in, day out, let aside the hajjat, you are not up for fajr. So what can you say? What does the person know? He has listened to, he has attended any gathering of nasiha, or he has read any verse of Quran, or he is a Muslim. That's why Rasulullah said, the difference between kufr and Islam is the salah. And salah from fajr and isha, they are signs of munafiqeen, the people who pray but feel heavy weight. Feel heavy. He didn't say they don't pray, the munafiqeen don't pray. He said it feels heavy to them to get up, to go to the mosque or to pray fajr. Nifaq is infused in them. Hypocrisy is like thrust in them. Shaitan have thrusted with them. And the sign is that they, in front of them, that they let aside the hajjat or anything Allah is calling. Allah calls, who is, we want guidance? I'm here for you. In the last part of the night. You want forgiveness? You want anything? And you are not bothered. Then actually the voice actually, the sound goes. And someone says to you, why have you not offered, why have you not fajr? I know hadith, I know Quran, I know it. That is even rebelliousness or takabbar which is said. Because when the awliya and sulaha, they were given nasiha from even animals, they would listen and they would take lesson from it. And they do. And that is why in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many, many animals, many, many insects, and in there is guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is guidance. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. In birds, in the honeybee, in the ant. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la ibra. In the cattle, there are lessons. So meaning, we think animals are insignificant. Allah is saying, take lesson from them. Learn from them. And if we feel inferior or embarrassed to learn or take nasiha from elders, from parents, from teachers, from mashayikh, or from any elderly person or pious person, then one can know that how much kibr one has, that Allah is saying, take lesson from animal. And this person is not taking from a human, this person is not taking from pious people, a scholar, a righteous person, an elderly wise person. This means that soon their hearts will be stamped. That's where they're heading. And they will think that they are on guidance or they are doing something good as well in their own way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They will think that they are okay, they are fine, they are living the life of it is okay, but they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that they are the losers. So what I am trying to convey to you is, like I give you an example, I say to you, come here, give me water or something, and you are sitting there. I say, come, as you say, yes, I've heard it. You said you come here and you sing that, come here, come here, come here. I mean, well, that singing, what does it mean? When you are not moving. So similarly, recitation of knowledge, recitation of Quran, recitation of or reading of stories, listening of stories, mounts to that if you are not actually moving towards actually the command which is given. You've not heard anything whatsoever. Really. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. That when your Lord said to the angels that I am going to make a khalifa on the earth. What is a khalifa? Khalifa has two meanings in it. Always remember. Khalifa has two meanings in it. Khalifa is the one meaning it is that he is given some authority. He is given some power, some authority from someone. Let's say a sheikh give, that's why they're called khalifa. A sheikh, they say this is the khalifa of, for example, such and such sheikh or such and such muhaddis. This means that he has authority to do whatever they were doing. This person is a khalifa of such and such scholar. This means that he has given ijaza or authority that you can teach other people or etc. etc. whatever. So one meaning of khalifa is to give authority, to give some power and to the person. Second meaning of khalifa is, the khalifa comes from the word khalf. Khalf means behind. Khalf means in Arabic behind, piche. Khalf means behind. This means that this person is khalifa of whom? He will go behind him with footsteps, walking exactly behind who he is khalifa of. That actually. And the third thing, khalifa is trusted with something. That power which he is given, he is trusted with that. I give you, this is my trust to you. You have authority, you have power. The government gives, like, they makes the khalifa, let's say the police. So the police have the authority, such powers, and they also are trustable as well. They have, the government trusts them. So it's given them the power, and secondly, they are followed of the law. They should go behind and follow the law of the land wherever they are. So that's why you see we are speeding here and there, but the police, they at their own speed, they are going 30 miles per hour because they have this, we are the khulafa, we are the khalifas of the government, you may say, and we have authority to exercise, plus we are free, meaning we should follow it at least. So, this is a story mentioned in the Quran, in the very beginning of the Quran. Remember, as soon as the first para, first juz begins, after a few rakus, few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this story about us. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah is saying that I am going to make, he said to angels, angels, I am going to make a khalifa on face of earth. Meaning, I am going to give him some authority and he is supposed to walk and follow my commands as I command or as I do. Like Allah is just, he will be just, he should be just. Allah is merciful, he should be merciful because he is the Khalifa of Allah. Allah is kind, he should be kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uzubillah, he does everything on time, not lazy, this he will be punctual. Not. Have you ever seen sun becoming late? Weathers come, angels come. Not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la yasta'khiruna sa'atan wa la yasta'qdimun. Not 1 second before or after anyone dies. Not 1 second before or after the sun rises or sets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punctual, meaning he is not following time, but he does everything. He's made a system, everything is done on time. So his khalifa should be one who is not lazy, very there, the command is there, and he is lazy doing things. I am sleeping, I am doing this, I am doing that. Oh, I have become busy. I actually, this happened. He can't be the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billah. Khalifa of Allah, like Allah speaks truth, he will speak truth. Allah is always speaks truth and amana, and then he will be also ameen. Allah is just, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be just. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ, Allah is gentle, kind, and he likes kindness. Allah is pure, he likes purity. He is Subhan, he likes purity. He is Khalifa. So meaning, two things in that verse of Quran. ये जो कुरान आप सुनते हैं हमें खलीफा अल्लाह ने बनाया सुने भी क्या बनाया आपको सिर्फ नाम लेके बंदा बैठा हुआ है what Allah intended is different thing what we are different you have to understand what we are and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels that I am creating a khalifa meaning a human being so khalifa should have two things one is the authority One is that he should go behind. What authority did Allah give? Allah ne kya wo taqat di bande ko, khalifa ko jo dusron ko nahi di. Wo hai, that is responsibility of ikhtiyar and freedom of will. He can use that power. Ye khalifa, isse wo khalifa bana gaya. One of the element, well. Not all of it, but one of the elements of khalifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse of the Quran which I recited, Inna arazna al-amanata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I presented the amana, this authority, to heaven and earth, but actually, no one, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, I'm going to make this creation human being who accepted my authority, I'm going to make him the Khalifa. What Allah gave then? Freedom of will. You can do for a limited time whatever you like. Not only, you only know one point. Remember. Aapko sirf ek cheez ka pata hai. Ke bhai duniya mein Allah ne insaan ko ikhtiyar diya hua hai. Ye baat nahi hai sirf. Khalifa mein sirf ye baat nahi hai. Ke that in the world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him ikhtiyar. Allah has created him such, yes, he has freedom of will here, but he will have freedom of will forever in Jannah. Angels won't have. Animals won't have. Animals say, Allah, we want to go in Jannah. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, you are not going. I created you for a purpose. I didn't create you as a Khalifa or such. So, kun turaban, become dust or become dust now. Be non-existent now. Finished. Your purpose is finished. What I created you was finished now. So Khalifa jo hai, Allah gave him such a power, the human being, that authority, that he will be able to do whatever he likes forever and ever and ever. He has freedom of will. But if he abuses that power in this little bit of time, then forever and ever or a very long time in hell, he won't have freedom now. He's come into subjugation in hell. He can't even move now. He can't breathe. He can't drink water. That is the point to understand. It's not about this life as such, that you have freedom of will in this life. You can have freedom of will forever as well. That is the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he will do what lies. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is my quality, power. إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن. If I will anything, I say be, and it's there, it happens. بن جا ہو جا وہ ہو جاتی. And he said Allah is going to give this power at the level of servant to every jannati, every person in the jannah. He won't have to call servants, come here, angels come here, I want to make this. No, he just says, kun, he just says, happen, and there is it is. Such power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to whom? Who honor his power which he has given you here of freedom, who will show they can use this power better here with the Sharia you are being tested, those Allah will give big power in Jannah. How, why should he give you bill when you are spoiling little bit which Allah has given you, you are abusing it. If you go with this in Jannah, you will destroy Jannah as well. You will make a mess there as well. Have you not seen in the story, heard what Shaitan did? He made a mess in Jannah or in the heavens. And then what's happening? Because he abused his freedom. Because to Jinnat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave freedom beforehand. So why should this person be entry into Jannah to actually do abuse his authority? So you have to prove here that if you can prove to Allah, look, with little bit of food, with this, the money, the diamonds of this world, the women of this world, with the eyes of this world, I am honoring your trust. Allah says, okay, you are worthy of it. You come, I'll give you the higher levels now in Jannah. And if you are, Allah is trusting you with these eyes, you cannot actually honor, you are making them filthy. With these hands, you are making them messy. He has given you all other things, a little bit of wealth, a little bit of other family, other friends. You are using, abusing people. How can you actually then deserve their place? You deserve, this Punjabi mein kehte hai, danda, jo stick, which is the stick of hell. Ke wahan to freedom nahi hai, wahan to farishte gardan se pad rahe hain, aap aise karo. Dubkiyan lagao jahannam mein. Tum isi kabal ho, tumne yahi kiya, ab tum is kabal nahi ki tumhe azadi di gayi. Tum to tabahi kar doge jannat ki jaake. Jaise tumne duniya mein apni zindagi, like the world, you actually destroyed your own life. You are going to make hell life for people of paradise. You are not entering there. You deserve this now. In drowning in the seas of hell, punishment to the scorpions, and being with the devils, the people who you liked. That's why Rasulullah said, people who do not pray, people who because of money are distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama say they will be in the same place in hellfire where Fir'aun and Qarun will be. Because Fir'aun became deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And Qarun, because of the wealth Allah gave him, he became rebellious. I am rich man, I am billionaire, I don't need these people. These are nothing. Who is Musa alayhi salam? Who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I know I am in millions or billions. He was this mentality type person. I have big bank balance. I have my multi-millionaire, multinational company. He was like this mentality. And he didn't follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Musa alayhi salam's instruction. And now he is the same earth where all the wealth has come out. Rasulullah ﷺ said he will be in the earth going down until day of judgment. Why? Why? کیوں؟ کیونکہ اسی زمین سے تو سارا خزانہ آیا تھا جس نے اس کو غافل کر دیا اللہ سے. تو اللہ نے فرمایا اسی زمین میں جاؤ تم. سونا چاندی ڈائمنڈ, where do they come from? They come from the earth. So back down there. تو مزے لو جا کے وہاں ڈائمنڈ یہ چیزیں دیکھو. تو اب جو یہی ہمارا حال ہونے والا ہے. Not قارون only, everyone will be dumped. Everyone be dumped into the ground. یہ قبر وہی ہے, قبر پہ بہت بڑا ایک ہول بن جاتا ہے. The قبر becomes a big hole that you drown. It becomes like a big hole of hell. You heard that hadith again and again. القبر روضة من رياض الجنة. قبر is garden of paradise. او حفرة من نيران. Oh, it is pit of hell. You say we've heard this hadith. I say you've not heard it once, because you've not made your qabr a garden of paradise. You're still in sins. What have you heard? I know things, other things. I can mention you Quran, tafsir, everything, books, millions of books, tell you stories, you. But it is useless. It is being dishonest to you when you are not already taking what is given to you and give you some other thing. Is dishonesty with you. It is to enter you in entertainment. I'm not going to tell you an additional thing until actually you actually at least reach that. Yet those people who are steadfast, to ask them, they see such wonders, such knowledge. I mention to them that even it's not actually present in books, or actually people normally do not accept actually some people. But for you and me, at our own level, we are finding hard to get up for salah, stopping from zina, from pornography, from interest, from laziness, and from dealing in interests and drugs and other things, and destroying the honor of ourselves and people, swearing at people, being rude to people, giving hard time to parents and others, families, parents, spouses. You don't need to hear those things which actually high-ranking awliya Allah need. You need those things which devils need to hear. There is certain knowledge which is for awliya. There is certain knowledge which is for muttaqeen. When a person reaches there, Allah Himself gives them that knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattaqullah. You adopt taqwa, high level of taqwa. Allah says, what to say about others? وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْأَيْ will teach you. I will give you. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْأَيْ Allah will become your teacher. I will give you. But now you are sitting in the lap of shaitan and you want ilme laduni, you will get ilme shaitani, because you are actually from where you are sitting. And ilme shaitani, you are getting all these bad thoughts. This is ilme laduni of shaitan. Ilme meaning from coming from shaitan, the waswas. You're getting thatness. That's why you're not short of that ilme laduni from shaitan. You have plenty of that, because that you have a connection with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is not I am saying that myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shayateen, they also send wahi. Wahi meaning they also send messages to their friends. Who are their friends? How they become their friends? They follow him, they are their friends. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاءِ. Shayateen also sent messages to their friends. So you will get shaitanic messages to do more evil, to how to become more doubtful, to become more rebellious. And one of the messages which shaitan gives is to find excuses for being lazy or not being active. Yeah, this happened. Remember, any person who is making excuse, he can never be corrected, he can never rectify, because excuse means that he is putting blame on something else, someone else, circumstances, while it's actually until he touches himself where the problem is himself, he cannot actually get out of the situation. society is bad, shaitan is bad. Who said shaitan is good? Dogs will bark, scorpions will sting, meaning actually. The others, the criticizer will criticize. Everyone is doing their job. If you keep blaming the society, the earth, oh, why I have eyes? If you didn't have eyes, it would have been good. Why I have tongue? Why I have stomach? You can find 1001 excuses. Like shaitan finds excuse. Oh Allah, I don't want to frustrate because actually I am from fire, he is from earth, etc., etc. So what happened? What is the result? And Adam alayhi salam, although shaitan was to blame, who tried to lead Adam alayhi salam to eat that forbidden fruit, but when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was asked, he didn't say, shaitan led me there. He said, zalamna anfusan, I've done the wrong upon myself. So you see how his situation changed, and he again was raised to even higher level. And who was finding excuse? Oh Allah, this is, you know, it's not fair with me, it's not fair with me. I did this, etc., etc. I forgot. This is excuse as well. I forgot. This Adam alayhi salam didn't make this. Although Allah said about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him, فَنَسِيَ Adam. Adam forgot. That's Allah giving clarification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving safai and clarity from the side of Hazrat Adam. But he never said he forgot, plus shaitan tried to put waswasa in him. Adam alayhi salam never said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah asked, Alam nahakum an tilkum ash-shajara, and did I not forbid you to come go near that tree? My beloved Adam. Adam alayhi salam said, Qala, both of them, Hazrat, our mother, Hazrat Hawa, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, they both said, Qala, Rabbana, zalamna anfusana. They didn't mention shaitan. They said, Ya Allah, we've done zulm upon ourselves by not following you. They didn't say, we forgot. Ya Allah, you know, you have knowledge of everything. You know I forgot. It's okay, it wasn't my fault. Any excuse you come up with, believe, you have to believe that you will never come out of that fault or that sin or that situation. The time when you point the blame at yourself, that is the beginning of your islah and reformation. You see people as a society is wrong, governments is wrong, the animals are doing this and the other people are doing this, etc. They can blame whoever they want, but they blame shaitan, but they will never be rectified. So forget everyone, just look at yourself, and inshallah, in the midst of shayateen, you will be able to survive. Like Anbiya alayhi wasalam, like we say, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that his life is more relevant to people who are living in the lands of kufr than the land of Muslim, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, mostly of their life, they lived with kuffar actually also with them. In Makkah Sharif, completely the authority of kuffar. In Medina Sharif as well, the Jewish people were living. Only in the last years actually they were expelled. So people who are living mixed and mingling with other religion, Jewish, Christians, Hindus, etc., etc., for them there is more relevance, there is more guidance in the seerah, in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also in the life of the Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajmain, because they were. Also, look, Khaja Mainuddin Chishti, he lived in the midst of Hindus. Even in the Hindus. That Ali Hajveri, Datta Gaj Baksh, he was living with Hindus. They didn't say, I say, oh, there are Hindus here, what shall we do? Like we are saying here, things like this. So, no use blaming others, blame yourself, and you can actually then get somewhere. So as I was saying to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. O angels, that I am going to create a khalifa on the earth. And khalifa has two things, I say authority, and he should go behind the one who is khalifa. Authority, what Allah gave us? Freedom to do whatever we want. But that freedom is not only a 60 years freedom, remember. 80 years freedom. Freedom Allah has given the potential that forever you will have freedom in Jannah. Doing what service, not only about this thing. But if you abuse that freedom here, you will be deprived of the freedom forever. And you will be forced forever or for long time in hell against your will. So, then here we are. We come from, we were in the Alame Arwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to angels, I'm going to create a khalifa. Then we have come here as a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khalifa should go behind. Khalifa should walk behind the one who is he is khalifa of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not eat, he does not drink, he does not sleep, he does not marry. So how can we walk behind him? So for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and anbiya. For people, I do not eat, drink, but I'll send people, my messengers, who will show you how I want you to eat and drink and do everything. So you walk behind them, you are following me. And plus some qualities are which we can follow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah is truthful, we be truthful. Allah is kind, we be kind. Allah covers the sins of the servant. We also, if someone, we see the aib of someone, we try to cover them. Allah forgives again and again and again and again. We have this quality that we also try to forgive people again and again. So in these we follow. But if we do not follow, then we are not Khalifa of Allah. Although Allah made us His Khalifa when we were children, when we were babies, we are His Khalifas, meaning pure. Like I was saying the other day, one of the scholars rather was saying that when a baby is born, jab bachcha paida hota hai, uske kaan mein azan di jati, usko bataya jata hai tum khalifa kiske. Allahu Akbar, tum hai is hasti ka khalifa, ye sabse badi hasti hai. Aur phir kya kiya jata hai usko? What is done then? Tahneek. Uske muh mein meetha rakha jata hai. After adhan, immediately sunnat kya hai? To put some sweet thing from pious person or actually from anyone right here, so whatever. To give. Tahneek means to give, put some sweet thing into the mouth of the baby after adhan. So this is like giving a message to the baby. If this message you heard, you act upon, you'll be rewarded. But how can you tell the baby you can be rewarded? Baby doesn't understand. Baby, if you follow what is in the adhan, you'll be rewarded. What will baby understand? Baby to koi language nahi samajhti us waqt. Swai suryan nahi ke. Baby doesn't understand anything. So baby understand the language of taste. So that is why after adhan it is put, so that he mentally, he can, baby can relate that this thing I've heard is good, look, I'll get be rewarded. Giving the message that if you, when you will become adult, if you follow what the adhan says, Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the salah and the system, you will be rewarded in Jannah. Jannah is the honey or sweetness of akhirah. یہ اصل میں بیبی کو میسج دیا جا رہا ہے وہ پیدا ہوتے ہی جو اس کو کیونکہ کوئی بھی سنت ایسے نہیں ہوتی سنت are not actually out of reason they are giving a message to parents it's giving message as well that you should remind children keep reminding them and rewarding them if they do follow good thing reward them as well if they do good thing تو والدین کی بھی ذمہ داری لگ گئی. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He sent us as a khalifa on this earth. We were pure completely. Now, as I said, the job of the khalifa is to walk behind who he is khalifa of. ambassador. Like you see, ambassadors of countries, they follow the line of their country. Whatever their country says, that we are our ambassador, he will represent what the country says. Now American ambassador comes and he starts quoting UK and go speak against America, they will say, you are not our ambassador now, finish, your job is over. Because you are supposed to give our point of view. Well, what are you doing there? When you be sent you to UK, you give me the view of UK, you come with our enemies, you are not ambassador. You are out of job, you are sad, finish. You'll be punished now if you come back. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his ambassador, a khalifa, making us, and we come here on this land and start doing what shaitan says and going against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts our names, finish, you are not my khalifa, you are the khalifa of shaitan now, and you will go wherever he is going. That's what we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We have created the insan in the best of the forms, inwardly and outwardly, for the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ثُمَّ رَدَّدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. Then he goes to the lowest of low. Unless إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Unless actually he follows, he have iman on the one who is khalifa of, and he follows the commands of the one who is khalifa of. Then, that's what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he called khalifa to Rasul. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he is called khalifa to Rasul, khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he stood up and gave khutbah first time, he said, oh people, I am a khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I follow Allah's messenger, you are obliged to follow me. If I don't follow him, no obligation for you to follow me. Then the person has gone back. So similarly, as a nominal, as a whole human being, all were created to be khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but many of them then choose to be khalifas of others. Entities, devilish entities, the nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam to give a lesson to us. He said, Ya Dawoodu, inna ja'alna ka khalifatan fil ardi. O Dawood, my messenger, I made you a khalifa, a vicegerent on the earth. Don't follow your desire. Don't follow the desire. Don't follow your hawa. And decide amongst people with justice. Rule with justice and decide with justice. Now don't follow your wish and hawa and desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the whoever will follow his desire, he will go astray from the path of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla reminded us. So that is the, my brothers and sisters, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of the Quran gave us and reminded us that what potential we have is to remain the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for that, the authority which is given, use it honestly. And honestly meaning, how you use that authority honestly, to use whatever Allah has entrusted you, your body, your mind, your heart, your family, your wealth, use it actually how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed you. And then, alhamdulillah, you truly will live forever and have freedom forever, because this life is temporal life. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he was martyred. If this life was very precious, he would have lived for a very long time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have lived in this physical realm of existence very long time, but they didn't value this life. That's what Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala said to his blessed sister Sayyida Tahira Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, oh my sister, you are worried, I will sacrifice now everything, or I will be killed now in the way of Allah. My sister, neither the inhabitants of earth are going to live forever, nor the inhabitants of heaven are going to live forever. Even angels of the heavens will die, taste death. So there is no worry that I am doing something different, or I am going towards something which all others will not go, meaning past this temporal phase of life. So everyone, my time has come, so it is good that I am giving my time and leaving the world whilst Allah is pleased with me, while Rasulullah ﷺ is pleased with me. Whilst I am not going to come back again and again here, once opportunity, and I have sacrificed everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will not get this opportunity again. It is privilege that actually, because again and again, how many people can come? No one will come. So it is one time opportunity you get once in the entire lifetime, from Alame Arwah to Alame Akhirat Jannat, once only in this short level. So whoever is honoring this trust, alhamdulillah, that is fine. Convey it to others, advise us, myself as well, and help us to convey this message to others. And whoever think they don't know what the trust is, or how they should use it, or they're abusing it, in spite of knowing they are abusing it, consult, sit down with someone and actually consult. Like when your car is not working, when your boiler is not working, when your body is not working, you see relevant people, you sit with the doctor, you sit with the lawyer, you sit with the engineer, you sit with the mechanic, you sit with the career advisor, and actually then make a plan for you. Otherwise, as always I say, deen is nasiha, conveying the message. No one is going to force you. I will not force you, nor the angels. They can force you if they want. Kiram al-Katibin, just slapping you every time you do sin. You will never do sin, but they don't, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give them freedom now. No force upon them, just message. You just write, my Anbiya alayhi salam have delivered the message, and my people will come until their judgment. From righteous people, pious, siddiqeen, shuhada, salihin, awliya, muttaqeen, they will deliver. It's only limited time. People have lived already 20, 30, 40, 50 years of life. How much is left actually? Now and then you are going to hear that person has died, this has died, he had heart attack. Everyone is going to. People say do dua, that actually, you know, this person, everyone is going to die at the end, no matter how many times. Even the dead people which Isa alayhi salam revived, no one can do more than that. Who is happy, chalo banda theek ho jaye, jawan banda, buda banda jawan ban jaye. So ye badi baat hai, but isse bhi badi baat hai ki murda zinda ho jaye. Wo murda zinda ho ke unko bhi jana pada dobara. وہ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے مردے زندہ کیے, وہ بھی دوبارہ مر گئے. تو اس لیے یہاں تو بننے جتنی مرضی دعائیں کراتے رہو, یا اللہ مجھے شفا دے شفا دے شفا دے, مل گئی شفا پھر بھی مرنا ہے, نہ ملی پھر بھی مرنا ہے. فکر اس کی کرو کہ اللہ کی رضا کی حالت میں مرو. مرنا تو ہے یہ, جانا تو ہے یہ, بندے نے کتنی دیر رہے گا بندہ. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام was sitting, حضرت اسرائیل علیہ السلام came. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام said, who are you? He said, I'm Israel. To take your soul. Musa alayhi salam did not like that he has come like this. He was a messenger of Allah. He didn't fear Hazrat Israel. He was used to speaking with Allah. What problem he would have speaking with Israel? So he admonished him, you shouldn't come like him. You shouldn't come like this, you come with respect and proper manners. Hazrat Israel alayhi salam went back. You see, from pious people, Anbiya and Awliya, even angels respect. Angels like Israel, who are such powerful angels, when they saw that Musa alayhi salam is not happy, he went back. See, Allah, you sent me, your messenger is not happy. Allah said, okay, if he doesn't want to come out of the dunya, go back to him. Say to him, okay, if you don't want to die, put your hand on the back of a ox, like a buffalo or a cow, for example, ox actually. How many, or let's say goat have hair, the ox have hair. Put your hand, no matter how many ever hair come under your hand, will extend your life. No one to die, okay? So Israel alayhi salam came now with respect and proper manners, and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this, put your hand. And as Musa alayhi salam said to him, when I put my hand, and after those number of years passed, then what's going to happen? He said, then I'll have to come again. He said, then no use, then it's better you take me now. मैं दे मैसेज आपको ये दे रहा हूँ कि जाना ही जाना है. 10 साल बंदे, 50 साल, 200 साल रह लो, 300 साल जिंदगी हो गई, फिर भी जाना है. सो गो विद ऑनर वाइल सचली अल्लाह इज प्लीज विद यू सुभानहू व तआला. यू हैव नो राइट्स ऑन द बर्डन ऑफ क्रिएशन ऑन योर शोल्डर्स, एंड इंशाल्लाह यू आर इन ब्लिस एंड ब्लेसिंग फॉर एवर एंड एवर एंड एवर. जी
there was a time where you heard, and if any brother wants to remember whatever Hazrat Sahib teach, it is first upon each and every individual one of us and wajib. So if there's any brother who would like to know further about this course of purification, how one can abstain from sins and how can one can achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please put your hand up and somebody will sit with you and explain to you and show you in 10-15 minutes time.
Especially new people, at least see how you can use the trust given. It's not about the course, about any silsila, about anything. It's about you pleasing Allah and getting out of hell and actually entering Jannah. That's what it's about. It's not a course like any other course that you have option. Tazkiyah is farz. What is farz? To be safe from zina, to be safe from lying, to be safe from jealousy, to be safe from missing prayer intentionally. You know it is fard to do these things. Abstain is, from them actually is fard. And to do. So, yes, you have to do these things, but we can make them easy for you. With actually some methodologies, some techniques, which through the centuries, awliya, and masters of this science have used, and if you use it, will become easy for you. But the end of the day, you will still be doer. It's not actually that I will do for you. So that is why even people who lived very close to Anbiya alayhi salam in their neighborhood, in the same cities, some amongst their families, they stay deprived if they don't want to do. They are facing now the fire or the judgment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given against them now. And if you listen and you follow, you can be from Ethiopia, Habsha like Sayyidina Bilal, from Persia like Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi, like if from Europe like Hadrat Suhaib or Rumi. He's from Europe, here in Rome, you have Italy or Istanbul, wo kehte the purane zamane mein wo Europe se aake fayda tha aage Hadrat Suhaib or Rumi, or ek Asia se aage from Iran, Persia, एक अफ्रीका से आ गए. यही तो तीन बड़े कॉन्टिनेंट है, बाकी तो बाद में डिस्कवर हुए, आफ्टर दे वर डिस्कवर्ड, अमेरिका एंड ऑस्ट्रेलिया. उस वक्त तो यही थे, एशिया, रशिया, ऑल दिस एरिया, एंड एक्चुअली दिस एरिया द अदर वन फ्रॉम यूरोप. तो वो है, एंड सम पीपल लिविंग इन मक्का एंड मदीना, दे वर डिप्राइव बिकॉज दे चोज नॉट टू फॉलो अल्लाह सुभान व तआला मैसेंजर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. Although they were, some of them were relatives, some of them were very close relatives.
If there's anybody else, please put your hand up.
Jinhone kiya, those who know about it, unka bhi karaya kare, so that people know who know about it.
Those who are on the course, please put your hand up.
Ab dekhen, many people have already know it, so those especially new ones, you also spend 10-15 minutes after. There is no fee for it, there is no bi'ah for it, there is no membership for it, and there is no money, there is no uniform for it, that you have to wear uniform or chadar or anything. These are optional things. more you follow Sunnah, the more better it is. But this, that's not farz thing. It's not farz required. You can stay in a cap, you can stay in your dress, by following the Shari rules at least, and still be a person of actually Jannah. But yes, some people like to show their support for their team to wear red shirt for Manchester United or other. It's not actually nothing else. So some people like to show their support for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by wearing his colors, by wearing his dress. So that's, they have a choice as well, like other people have a choice as well. But it's not necessary. It doesn't mean who is not wearing red shirt, he does not support that team. He might be a big supporter of that, but some people actually like to show. So there are no barriers for you to learn or to at least know this path.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya khayyati, aapne suna bayan sare ke banda kis tarah apni qabr ko jannat ka baagh bana sakta hai aur kis tarah jism ka baagh nahi bana sakta, yani ke jahannam ka gadha bana sakta hai. To iske liye thodi mehnat ki zarurat hai, koshish ki zarurat hai, seekhne ki zarurat hai. تو الحمدللہ اسی سلسلے میں ہمارا تقریباً پورا جو پچھلا ویکینڈ گزرا ہے قرآن مختلف جب میں ہیرو میں دو مسئلے میں ہوئے تقریباً کل جو سلاؤ میں تھا تو الحمدللہ بہت سے ساتھیوں نے حصہ لیا تقریباً 20 سے 25 ساتھی وہاں رہے 3 دن کے لیے 2 دن کے لیے تو انہوں نے محنت کی کوشش کی اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے اسی طرح جو ساتھی جرم بھی کام کرتے ہیں مثلاً ٹیکسی وغیرہ ان کے لیے جو جماعت ہوتی ہے جو قافلہ ہوتا ہے جو دین کی محنت ہوتی ہے آسانی ہوتی ہے ان دنوں میں تو الحمدللہ جو آنے والا سوموار ہے اس میں رکھا گیا ہے مسجد حیات النبی اولڈ میں سوموار سے لے کر بدھ تک یعنی سوموار کی ظہر سے لے کر بدھ کی ظہر تک 2 دن بنتے ہیں تو اس میں یہ مسجد میں بیٹھ کر بھی سیکھا بھی جاتا ہے سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ کس طرح دین پہ عمل کرے غسل نماز کے فرائض واجبات ان کے بارے میں بیسک جو دین ہے اس کے بارے میں پھر اس کے علاوہ جو یہ پیغام دوسروں کو تک پہنچایا جاتا ہے کیسے پہنچایا جاتا ہے اس کے بارے میں پہلے سیکھا سکھایا جاتا ہے پھر لوگوں کو بات بتایا بھی جاتا ہے کیوں یہ ہماری دوہری ذمہ داری بن گئی ہے جس نے بھی لا الہ الا محمد رسول اللہ پڑھ لی ہے اس پہ دوہری ذمہ داری آ گئی ہے کیا ایک خود عمل کرنا اور پھر دوسری یہ کہ دوسروں کو دعوت دینا جی اور تیسرا یہ ہے کہ یہ بندہ ایک سیدھا اگر نہیں نہ کام کرتا تو وہ مشکری کر رہا ہے یعنی جس چیز کا اس کو علم ہو گیا جو خزانہ اس کو مل رہا ہے اب وہ دوسروں میں تقسیم نہیں کر رہا تو اس لیے اور دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ قدر فرماتے ہیں لیکن جب فتح مکہ ہوا تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے چچا التباس کا سود معاف کیا سود معاف کیا تو جب یہ بات عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کو پتہ نے فرمایا کہ ہم نے اصل چیز بھی معاف کر دی یعنی اصل رقم بھی معاف کر دی تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کے بدلے اس رقم کے بدلے ان کو کیا عطا فرمایا یعنی تقریباً مختلف کتابوں میں آتا ہے 550 سال ان کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے حکومت دی ان کے خاندان کو ٹھیک اللہ تعالیٰ نے کتنی قدر کی تو اس طرح ہم اگر اللہ کے رستے میں 1 دن یا 2 دن نکلیں گے تو یہ ضائع نہیں ہوگا اللہ اس کا ہمیں بڑھا چڑھا کر اجر دے گا اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری عمر میں برکت ڈالے گا ہمارے رزق میں برکت ڈالے گا جی ہماری دنیا کی جو زندگی اس میں برکت ڈالے گا جو آنے والی منزلیں اس میں برکت ڈالے گا تو اس کے لیے میں گزارش کرتا ہوں کہ اپنے نام لکھائیں جی جی انشاءاللہ میں جیسے عرض کر رہا تھا یہ تو آپ کا ٹائم ضائع نہیں ہوگا اللہ کے یہاں بڑی قدر ہے ان چیزوں کی
Now we'll be having a medley zikr and I will go through the etiquette of that.
بیٹھنے کا بتا دیں دوسرا جو اپنے ساتھی ہیں وہ کہیں گے اپنی آواز سے اس طرح کا وہ ذکر کیا کریں بیٹھانا کرے گا
Firstly, can I ask all the brothers please come forward? We should know by now how to form a semicircle. It amazes me, we've been trying for years and years and years, and it amazes me how we cannot achieve a little task as to form a nice semicircle. So that's kind of a nice, neat sense of, well, they come forward, come all the way forward, it creates a better atmosphere. Plus we will be following the sunnah of the Sahaba doing as well, please come forward. And that forms a really nice, neat semicircle. If the first staff is done properly, then the staffs behind will form properly. Please come forward. You know, pay attention. Come forward. Let's form a semicircle. How difficult can that be?
कई लोगों को पता ही नहीं है, उनको बताएं कि साफ सीधी होनी चाहिए, जिस तरह नमाज में होती है इस तरह जिक्र में भी.
You see pictures how people with salah in the Kaaba. I mean, notice how perfect is everybody is. Brother, just yes. All your knees should be together. And that's one. Yes. Thank you. It's not actually standing salah. Generally they ask, right, but then everybody then corrects them with everybody having the heel together, and then it creates a perfect sum. So, brothers, the brothers that sat right in the back of the masjid, I'm wondering why you sat right on the back of the masjid. There is room up here. Please come into the main hall of the body, and then you will.
आप ही आगे हो जाइए. इसके साथ बैठें. सिटिंग में. ये उठ. खाना पड़ेगा बच्चों की तरह तब ये समझ आएगी इनको. जिस तरह साफ होती है नमाज में सीधी, इसी तरह जैसे नमाज फर्ज जिक्र है, इसी तरह ये बैठ के जिक्र किया जाता है, वो खड़े होकर जिक्र होता है, तो उस पर भी साफ बनाना तो जरूरी है. तो इसमें जो है वो मुस्तहब नफल चीज है कि जिस तरह सहाबा इकराम बैठते थे कि साफ, एक साफ का सीधा होना है, एक साफ का जो है वो ऐसा सेमी सर्कल आदि, लेकिन हो सीधी. जिस तरह आप देखते हैं कि काबे शरीफ के इर्द गिर्द लोग खड़े होते हैं नमाज पढ़ते हुए, तो सफ़े तो फिर भी सीधी होती है ना, तो इस तरह बैठ के. तो ये हजूर अली सलाम तो यहां तक कि जंगों में भी सफ़े फरमाते थे, हालांकि लड़ना है कोई, वहां कोई चीज तो नहीं करनी कोई, लेकिन जंगों में भी सफ जो है वो फरमाते थे भाई सीधी रखो, और सीधी कराते थे सफ़े. फिर नमाज में भी इस तरह जब मजलिस में बंदा बैठे तो उसमें एक तरतीब, एक जो है वो होती है, दिखाई जाती है. खैमे लगाते उनमें भी तरतीब होती, खैमे जूते आप रखते हैं बाहर वो भी तरतीब से रखे हुए, एक बेंच है उस वो बच जाए, फिर दूसरा. अब हमारे यहां कोई नीचे पड़ा हुआ है, कोई ऊपर है, कोई है, तो ये क्या चीज है, ये क्या चीज है, व्हाट डज इट शो? इट शोज द इम्बैलेंस इन आवर माइंड. इसी माइंड के साथ आप दूसरे काम करेंगे तो फिर वो खिचड़ी पकेगी और जो है यानी फितना और फसाद होगा जहां जहां, क्योंकि यही दिमाग के अंदर की. A person doing is a projection of the picture inside. वो जो बंदा अंदर से होता है वही कुछ उसके बाहर वो कर रहा होता है. तो जो बाहर इसलिए खराबी तरतीब नहीं, उसका अंदर भी बेतरतीबा होगा, उसकी चीजें भी बेतरतीब होंगी. तो इसलिए जो है जिक्र के वक्त तो कम अज कम बंदा सीख ले. नमाज में यही ट्रेनिंग दी जाती है कि भाई अपना यानी खड़े सफे सीधी रखो जिक्र के वक्त. आप जैसे आप बैठे हैं हाँ ठीक है, इस तरह पीछे साहब जो है वो भी ऐसे आ रही है, बाद में बंदा जो आसानी से जिस तरह है बैठ के. और अब आवाज के बारे में बता दें इनको, भाई ये सिर्री जिक्र है, साइलेंट है, जाहरी है, क्यों ये नशीद सुन रहे हैं या जिक्र की मजलिस में है, यही नहीं पता इन लोगों को.
And then we should raise our voices, create our atmosphere, and also when they go silent, maybe they want to listen, whether we're following, maybe they want to listen to us. So we should continue our zikr, not stop because they stopped, right? We should continue our zikr until they start a new zikr, right? So sometimes what happens is we're just humming along and they're...